Sunday night, July 19, 2026.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
And obviously, we got massive news for you. That's the Iranian main military base being destroyed. This is U.S. Vulcan cannons shooting down hundreds of drones as they come in. It just goes on and on, the incredible.
Rome is the enemy.
Information we have for you today. Yeah, no, guys, that's clip 68. We're not playing that. So this is the situation that we're dealing with. This is an absolutely mega massive escalation. that's a good clip to play. That's cool right there. There's Paris, though. They're doing really nice with the Islamic invasion going on. I got quite a broadcast lined up for you today, but I'm gonna just pause here for a moment and restart the show here in a second. I try my best, folks. I really do. I work hard. And I'm really concerned about the world and what's happening to everybody else. And I'm really concerned about how population of the world just is sleepwalking into total destruction. And it's a really serious, serious situation, obviously. But I'm going to do my best to cover this news if I'm able to tonight. But I knew where this war was going to go. I knew what was going to happen. I knew it was going to unfold. And it's going to be really bad for everybody. We have been sucked into a new world war. If you look at the maps of Russia, Eastern Europe, right through Ukraine, down into the Middle East, it's just a solid line of destruction. And this is a new world war. At the heart of it is an energy war. And it's not being done for our interest. It's being done for globalist interest. And it's just that simple. So that's where we are. I'm going to try one more time to do the show after this, if not, we're going to rebroadcast. I don't know what else I can do. I try hard. I almost didn't come in today. I had a sneaking suspicion what was going to go on down here. I'm going to try my best to break this down. We'll see if we're able to. But there's also a lot of other just completely insane stuff going on. But the Iran war and the Russia-Ukraine war is all part of the same new world war we're in. And the past forever wars cost us tens of trillions of dollars and overall hurt us really bad and hurt the rest of the world. But this one you're not going to have to wait a long time on, because of what it's doing to the economy, not just the United States, but other nations, and the chain reaction that's already begun. And that's exactly what the globalists wanted. That's why they had the COVID lockdowns, was to kill the world economy and push more people into debt and collapse the capitalist system and bring in a fascistic system. So tonight, we're going to go over all of that. Then we have all the other insane news. And I mean, it is just completely insane. We have Senate candidates in Maine on TV talking about how they stick tampons up their butt. Just mass insanity. We have Muslims just running around slaughtering and murdering everybody. We have Mondami talking about communism. We have AOC with completely fake hillbilly voices when she's talking in Tennessee. We have a member of the squad's husband who's a convicted drug dealer. Who runs the police in Boston, found a dead body at his house at the known crack house. I mean, you just can't make it up. And of course, the Justice Department's not prosecuting anything, doing absolutely nothing. It's just insane. It is totally and completely cuckoo town bonker, and it's only getting started.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn.
AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
We're doing man's work here. Fighting for the species as our forebears did. Building. Competing. Striving. Trailblazing. The maverick spirit is alive and well. Reality starts here. Victory starts here. Tyranny dies here. Freedom grows here. You have the power in your hands right now before we cover all this incredible game-changing over-the-horizon information. To share the live feeds now at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive, the coordinates of victory, and Real Alex Jones on X at AJN Live, and more. AlexJonesLive.com, our news site with the feeds, video, audio, article, special reports, government documents, think tank reports, and more.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
On a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state.
Hey, look, it's Alex Jones!
Whoa!
We love you, Alex! I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more!
Hey, Libtard! Rachel Maddow called. He wants his shirt back.
You, Alex! Suck my d-
What a bunch of garbage. Liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you. Two sides of the same coin. Two management teams bidding for control. The CEO job of Slavery Incorporated.
Uh-oh. Antifa speedbug. Move, bitch. Get out the way.
The truth is out there in front of you. But they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it. And I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
I want to break down the new world order.
I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
We're doing man's work here. Fighting for the species as our forebears did. Building. Competing. Striving. Trailblazing. The maverick spirit is alive and well. Reality starts here. Victory starts here. Tyranny dies here. Freedom grows here. You have the power in your hands right now before we cover all this incredible game-changing over-the-horizon information to share the live feeds now at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow live. The coordinates of victory. And Real Alex Jones on X at AJN Live and more. AlexJonesLive.com, our news site with the feeds, video, audio, article, special reports, government documents, think tank reports, and more.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
In 30 minutes, the president addresses the nation. Patrick Byrne, election fraud expert and insider, is about to reveal the contents 30 minutes ahead of time. He joins us in mere minutes. Spread the live feed now.
JonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, in 27 minutes, Trump is scheduled to address the nation. He usually starts off about 3 or 4 minutes late, but this speech is so important, he may not even be a little bit late tonight. We'll be here covering it live, taking it live. We'll watch it here at Real Alex Jones on X and at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll put that URL up. But ABC News this morning said they're not going to carry it. Now, a bunch of the other networks are saying they're not going to carry it because he's rumored to come out and say that Communist China is involved in election theft working through Venezuela. I've been on here 32 years. And at least 25 years ago, I had leading election experts on about Venezuela and the Chinese doing this. Patrick Byrne, working, let's just say with U.S. intelligence, he doesn't want to get into that, but it's come out in the news so I can say it without burning him, literally has been instrumental in all of this. And before we go to Patrick, I just want to remind you that back in November, I talked to a White House source that was in a cabinet meeting, and they put up all of the evidence that China indeed, particularly in 2020, but before that, through Serbia, just like Byrne, you know, advised Lindell back in 2020, 2021, would make the machines, the computer chips in China, act like they were put together in Taiwan, then ship them to Venezuela that had the majority of the electronic machines that we've been using for decades made there, or supposedly made there, and then used here to manipulate national and local and regional elections, state elections. And Trump said, great, when are we ready? And they said, January. He goes, well, we'll release this in January, and I'll address the nation. And I said that back in November of 2025. Well, we've seen some action. We've seen them go into Georgia and other states. We've seen the FBI. We've seen Tulsi Gabbard. And of course, it was Gabbard that brought forward this information to confirm what Patrick Byrne and others were saying. That is the information. So that is what I believe is going to be there. Byrne was on my show yesterday and said that first. Today, it's in the news that indeed they're saying it's going to be about China. He's since learned more. I wanted him on tonight after the speech for commentary. He contacted us and said, I'm ready now. I got even more information. And he's got his ear to the ground with all the election experts and fraud investigators because he's right at the heart of that. It was instrumental and has been credited by General Flynn and others for helping bring down Maduro. and get them some of their sources. But this is a big deal. Trump doesn't do a lot of national addresses where they're officially addresses, and they have the corporate media not covering it really shows you that they are scared of this information. The speech is, again, 25 minutes away. It's just being censored. I'm asking everyone watching on X right now and at rumble.com/TheAlex Jones Show Live. And the easiest URL, some people aren't on X or they're not on Rumble, even though there's free feeds, even not a member of the app, you can share it. Go to alexjoneslive.com. That's our new news site. That's the next permutation in the information world of truth that has all the feeds on the front page and audio feeds and everything of this live show, of today's show, and of Harrison's show and other broadcasts we've done and special reports. It's all there. That's the mothership, alexjoneslive.com. You'd have to be blind not to find the links at the top and throughout the page, but you can go to alexjoneslive.com/show, and this special feed is there, to my show today and Harrison's feed and archives. It's all there at alexjoneslive.com/show. Because remember, most of you tuning in know as much as I do about all this, or maybe more in some cases. I mean that. People all the time send me links and tell me stuff I didn't know or call in and wake me up. I don't have all the answers. So you need to reach out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, people you don't even know, your email list, your text message list, and share, hey, they're covering election fraud. They're covering the deep state, working with communist China to basically have an ongoing rolling soft coup in this country. The truth's being reported right now. This is being censored nationally. But get the truth right now at alexjoneslive.com/show. alexjoneslive.com/show. There's the URL right there that I'm pointing at. Now, Patrick Byrne is an entrepreneur and patriot. Two decades as founder and CEO of Overstock.com, $2 billion company, BA from Dartmouth. He goes on from there. Marshall Scholar, focus on ethics, PhD in philosophy, Stanford. 2006, Milton Friedman named Byrne to succeed him as chairman of the Milton Friedman Foundation, who's a leading libertarian. 2004, Byrne and his the oligarchy got crosswise and have been at odds ever since. Byrne believes the oligarchy has two wings, Wall Street, settlement in the deep state, and that he has them surrounded. At Patrick Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E on X. EnemyWithin.docuseries.com about his life and books and films and things that he's done. So this is a big deal having him censor this, and now it's network after network. They're really scared of this, and I'm going to be major league disappointed if Trump doesn't do what I heard he was going to do in that cabinet meeting 8 months ago. So we're about to find out in just minutes. Then we'll have the address. I don't know if it's going to be 10 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour. Who knows how long this will be. And we just had the teleprompter guy that fills the teleprompter caught insider trading. And so he's in a bunch of trouble. So they're trying to sit on this. We have to understand we've been at the center of exposing all this. And so we don't need to jack into the teleprompter to know what he's about to cover. I will be shocked. And here's the key that Byrne's been revealing the last few years. It was the Democrats and a consortium of neocons and the deep state and the CIA that was actually letting China do all of this and knew it was through Venezuela. And so that's the last big piece, and that's what Gabbard also revealed in that cabinet meeting that I talked to someone that was there. And so we'll see if that's also brought up tonight. I haven't talked to Byrne. I just asked them to get him on today, and I just got here 30 minutes ago after seeing my family for a few hours. So I don't know what he has discovered, but he's always been very, very accurate and is an incredible source of information. So I do think this is going to be accurate, but we'll find out as soon as Trump speaks in 22 minutes. So Patrick Byrne, thanks for being here. What have you learned since we talked on the show yesterday?
Well, thank you, Alex. And you are right. You deserve a lot of applause. You were years, if not decades, ahead of many aspects of this story. All this scuttlebutt is that this is going to focus on China. As I told you yesterday, I think the deep state and China, who's having conniptions, but they're trying to make Trump stick to talking about, okay, China interfering by printing fake ballots, China interfering by messing in our voter rolls, and China printing fake driver's license. They don't want Trump to go into the machines because they're all tangled up in the machines themselves. However, even if he just sticks to China, so I don't pretend to have any, I'm not involved in any of those White House discussions, but I know all the research that's come up. I can tell you all kinds of stuff about China that we know. So, for example,
well, you sent me grand jury documents that we revealed for the first time ever. They tried to seal yesterday, where you had the people that work for the companies admitting that. I mean, that was smoking gun with your lawyer.
Yeah, in fact, I just resent it to Daria. Look at Exhibit 3. I just sent you, Daria. If you want to put that up,
well, she's at home with her son, but we can get in the computer again from yesterday. But you showed it all on the show yesterday. Just we know you're on record. We'll get it out in post too. We're live right now. But so what you're saying is that the question will it's not going to be whether he exposes China, but will it be about them in the voter rolls, or will it be or will they just focus on that, or will they focus on the big kahuna of the machines?
Well, that's up to Donald Trump. And I understand no one knows but Donald Trump, even in his own circle. He's shut a bunch of people out in the last 48 hours. He's trying to make that decision. But yeah, if you scroll down on this image, just scroll down a little bit. Scroll down. Meanwhile, so this is from the stop. This is a Dominion email. Stop scrolling. The Dominion email from the head of development in Serbia. They didn't even want to say that anything. He's writing to somebody in China. If you scroll up a little bit, he's writing to somebody in HP in China saying, meanwhile, the tablets arrive at Shanghai Customs. We're waiting for customs clearance now, expecting next week to get the tablet. Okay, you can take that down. I'll tell you what it means. Those tablets you vote on, if you're in Georgia, you vote on tablets, and then it spits out a QR code that you go that you can't read unless you're a robot, and you go and feed it to the machine. Those tablets are actually coming from China. And China has access to editing. I won't get too geeky on you, but what's called the firmware. You know, everyone knows what computer hardware is and software are the programs. Between hard and soft, there's the firmware. Firmware is the very basic program that's embedded in your computer when it starts up that tells the computer, okay, here's your keyboard, here's your hard drive, here's your monitor.
It's the control system.
It's the control system, and China gets to edit that, which means there is no integrity. They can have a command in there that says, somebody hits control one, open a port on the back, and anyone can come in and don't log it. In addition, it means
they can also divert people into a fake interface so they see one thing while you see another.
What that means is, right, what that means is the tallying of your votes is actually controlled by China. It's actually controlled by China through that mechanism. That's just one thing to know about Chinese involvement. Here's another thing. I suspect you will hear about this tonight because Kurt Olson did a beautiful job in the last few years chasing this down. As I mentioned, I lost half a lung a few weeks ago, so I'm a little under the weather. There's a company called Connect, K-O-N-N-E-C-H. Every precinct and county in America, when you vote, you've got volunteers, you've got workers, you've got some HR software that runs and schedules their involvement. That's the Connect software package. It's started by a guy from Michigan named Eugene Yu, who's he's a Chinese guy who came over in 95, got naturalized. China turns out to have all the information about 1.8 million election workers in the United States. It's stored back in Wuhan. And when this came out, that guy fled the country, landed in LA to change planes, was arrested, was held for a week in jail, and then was sprung from jail so he could continue his trip. He was sprung by two groups. One, this guy Gascon, who is the George Soros DA, and the CIA. So the CIA sprung him from jail so he could get away. So China has all the information on everybody who worked in elections. I mean, our systems are so permeated by China that might be the kind of stuff you hear about. In addition, there's the whole machines, more about the machines themselves. But like I say, there's a lot of pressure on Trump not to be too wicked about these machines, because the CIA, who turns out to have been up to their elbows in this since 2009 at least, want those machines preserved. And they certainly don't want it to come out that they used the machines to overthrow 32 other nations and that they were involved in 2020. So they're asking Trump to walk a tight line where he just talks about things like these very minimal stuff. And China printed up a bunch of fake ballots and got them to Georgia. China printed up a bunch of fake driver's license, all that kind of stuff Trump can talk about. I'm hoping he goes farther and talks more about, hey, I just showed you the email. The damn tablet you vote on comes out of Shanghai, and China has access to edit the BIOS. So it's just up to Donald Trump, President Trump, how far he goes.
And what's amazing is so much of this has come out now, and the national corporate media, a whole bunch of the networks, ABC and NBC, now it's others, are not covering it. But the Democrats ran around before Trump started challenging 2020 when they're always saying there was fraud, and they were right. And we know there's been a lot of deep state deciding who was going to win before, but more and more it's the Democrats that have been doing this. What do you say to Massey? And I have a clip of him. It's clip two I want to play. And I like Massey overall. I don't think he should have been primary, but he says, I don't think the problem is our elections aren't secure because we control the House, Senate, White House, and some degree control the Supreme Court. It's that Republicans aren't following through on their promises. And some of that's true, but we could put up a map of how Trump won in 2024. And then you look at the key places he lost, it's where they don't have voter ID. And now the House has finally passed, so it's got through the Senate, the SAVE Act. And so that's the whole point, is that America doesn't believe in transgender surgeries for kids. America doesn't believe in Mondami and communism. And so, you know, the Democratic Party should go extinct. There should be like a Libertarian Party and then a Republican Party, because America is not communist. And, you know, the fact that people are going Republican, only the Democrats stay in power, is fraud, is just a reality. So Massey's argument that, well, Republicans have the trifecta, well, that's after they engaged in massive, you know, the Democrats engaged in fraud and tried to put Trump in prison, and we have a populist beachhead there. That argument doesn't hold water, that, oh, because the Republicans are in power, there isn't fraud. We know only a tsunami landslide could overpower the fraud, and that's indeed what happened. I want to play this clip and have you respond. Here's outgoing Congressman Massey.
But I don't think the problem, you know, is that our elections aren't secure, because we control the House, we control the Senate, we control the White House, and in some degree, we control the Supreme Court. So I asked my Republican colleagues, why are you complaining about election fraud? We won all the damn elections. The fraud that's going on is we're not holding ourselves to the promises that we made of fiscal responsibility, putting America first, making America healthy. The problem is we're wasting the opportunity that we were given in these elections, that we won, all of them.
All right, I totally agree with him that the neocons and Thune and all them blocking Trump's agenda are a problem, and this is squandered, and that people are pissed in the midterms. I hope they see through that that's the Republican establishment that we're making major inroads in replacing. But to then imply there isn't fraud because of that, I think that's wrong. What's your view?
You're absolutely correct. Massey, I've always liked him a lot. I would say in the last year, I'm not sure he's completely reliable. He's said some funny things and done a few quirky things. He's absolutely wrong, but he's also right. He's wrong to say, don't worry about the machines. He is right. What we really have going on are rhinos and Democrats who see the writing on the wall that this rig is being taken away from them. And they are infiltrating the Republican Party. The Republican Party is letting them do it and helping these. They're not even moderates. They're rhinos. And they know that they have to infiltrate from the ground up. And the Republican Party is fighting attempts by the grassroots to take it over in the various states. But Massey's just wrong that we can't that we can't worry about. I mean, the fact that we ostensibly have control of the House and Senate and White House and can't get really basic stuff passed that has 85% support tells you that I'm right, that our party has been infiltrated by people who are just giving lip service to our principles.
Well, look at Mitch McConnell. His wife is a known Chi-Com agent. Her sister, a year or 2 years ago, died at LBJ Ranch outside Austin, her car being driven into a pond. And now when he was brain dead or whatever, running out to meet with the deputy communist Chinese leader. And then we saw AI fake photos they put out of him being healthy, which were proven to be fake. It looks like they are keeping him, you know, not admitting he's incapacitated or dead, so that the August 3rd date passes and the governor can appoint the interim senator, so that Massey, who is better running at a state level. I don't have to sell you on bovine colostrum. Almost everybody knows for decades and decades, doctors recommend it to patients. It's been all the rage. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that come from a cow or any other mammal. It's not normal milk. It's not white. It's clear. It's full of all these peptides and amino acids and growth factors and things that literally accelerate tissue repair and so much more. But the issue is our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top rated brand in the country. They let us put our label on it and we sell it for a little bit less than it's sold in stores. And then you're funding our operation. It's a total 360 win. But here's where I dropped the ball. I've been promoting this bovine colostrum for almost a year since our sponsor, Big Lee, came out with it. And I just basically talk about, hey, it's great for your hair, great for your skin, you know, great for all of that. But that's just what you see on the surface. Yeah, your fingernails are thicker. They grow quicker. Women, you know, since the 60s have been taking it. But if it's doing that to the outside, what is it doing to the inside? So I wanted to just read some of the things that's in bovine colostrum and explain to you how ours is 4 times stronger than the average stuff on the market and at least twice as strong as leading competitors. It's cold pressed. It's never been homogenized either or boiled or heated up to 250 degrees. So it keeps the cofactors alive. It's super concentrated. One little scoop from the powder is your daily intake, and it's amazing. But now our sponsors come out with these great naturally flavored grape gummies that has a full day concentrated allowance in each gummy. So let me now read to you just some of the ingredients and what it does. The vast majority of colostrum products, again, are flavorless, but the key is they are only 10 to 20% IgG. Ours is 40% IgG. That's double to quadruple the potency of the competitors. And it's a delicious, all-natural, grape-flavored gummy. So it habituates it. People love it and want to keep taking it. Immune Health IgG and Lactoferrin Defense. IgG immunoglobulins are the body's primary antibody defense. Colostrum's natural lactoferrin is a potent antimicrobial protein that binds iron and inhibits pathogen growth. Together, they prime and strengthen the immune system year-round, starting with the gut, and it's good for all the rest of the body and the organs. Gut support integrity. Colostrum contains growth factors IGF-1 and EGF. These help repair and maintain the gut lining. This makes it especially valuable for anyone dealing with leaky gut, digestive discomfort, or looking to optimize nutrient absorption. It's great for young people, but really essential for old folks. Because as you get older, the gut absorbs less and less. The bioactive peptides and growth factors in colostrum support faster tissue repair and lean muscle recovery after exercise, making these gummies a smart addition to any active lifestyle or fitness routine. And again, this is a 40% concentration. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Each gummy is 600 milligram concentrate of the highest quality bovine colostrum. That's not some little petty dose. That is a big dose that will give you big results. And of course, the colostrum are from good old cows right here in the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love the powder, you're going to love the gummies. It's an incredible product. What it does for you internally is even bigger than what it does for your hair, your nails, and your skin. So get the powder and get the grape gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Be healthier. Have a better life. A true 360 win. Thank you for your support. And the gummies are discounted for a limited time out of the gates. Again, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
And so we better see some hardcore stuff from Trump tonight. Plus, he knows, you know, they're gunning for him. Here is the press secretary, and I want your take on that. Patrick Byrne, just minutes away from Trump addressing the nation.
Likewise, to the degree that this speech tonight is about elections past, not elections upcoming, the 2020 election has had dozens of recounts, lawsuits, audits. 2024 election, widely believed to be safe and secure. There's not really any question about that. A lot of people
because
look at
it
this.
Was too big to rig.
Well, I think a lot of people look at this.
There's a massive amount of votes for this president. That's why he's in the Oval Office right now.
No one disputes that. And there were a significant amount of votes for Joe Biden, who won in 2020. I mean, the question is, why is the president unable to let this go?
Well, first of all, Garrett, I think part of the problem is that the media has refused to acknowledge that tens of millions of Americans across the country share the concerns of this president about the sanctity of our elections. And your premise of your question, you're jumping ahead to a conclusion in this speech before even hearing it yourself. I think that everyone should tune in tonight, including the people in this room, and you should report on the president's speech and the findings that he is going to reveal in this speech with a little bit of honesty and a little bit of integrity, because it does... It will shock you if you have an honest eye listening to the president tonight, and everything he is saying will be backed by facts and by evidence that will be provided this evening. And again, Garrett, again, I think all Americans, Democrat, Republican, should agree that we are the greatest country in the history of the world. We should have the safest and most secure elections in the history of the world. And what the president will be speaking about tonight will show you that perhaps that is not the case, and we need to make some adjustments moving forward, including the Save America Act, as Rachel pointed out, is a key legislative priority for this president on Capitol Hill, and he wants to see all senators and members of Congress voting in favor of the Save America Act because it's crucially important as we move forward. Aisha.
Hi, Caroline. Welcome back.
Thank you.
The pink is for you.
All right, Patrick, we got about 8 minutes until Trump is scheduled to speak. In fact, let's put up in the box in the corner if we can, the live feed from the White House. So in case they go early, we can go to that. And people be sure and share the live feeds now. The corporate media is censoring this, not carrying this. So if you're on Exit Row Alex Jones, share it now. If you're on rumble.com/ the Alex Jones Show Live or alexjoneslive.com/show with live feed, share that and say, here's the censored live speech, the national address. Because regardless, I'm predicting this is going to be historic. But Patrick, other inside baseball, other angles, what you're predicting, what you've discovered, you've been at the forefront of this, the new information that's come out, other key intel you want to impart to people?
Sure. Well, the fact that they've been all, so first of all, there were so many logical fallacies in what that journalist reporter just asked. I think they should have a two strikes rule. When a guy asks a really dumb question, and if he ever asks a second really dumb question in the White House, he loses his pass. Look, when you put your ballot into these machines, it takes a digital image of the ballot, of the piece of paper, and they set aside your piece of paper, and now you just got a digital image. And everything is done off that digital image. Even recounts by law in most states have to be done off the digital image, not the piece of paper. That means if there's a way to introduce a discrepancy between the two, you can rig it. So it's so funny to me. I hate to be like a blowhard about it, but I built a $2 billion internet company. I know a thing or two about a thing or two when it comes to computer security. It's absurd to hear these journalists and these lawyers say, well, that's impossible. It's impossible for anyone to do anything because it's all been certified and this and that. They have no idea what they're talking about. Once you've made that break, you can, and they do. The system edits the digital photos. They take new photos and slam them in from Serbia. We have the proof. We have the people who built the system, the people who built this. So this guy's just talking through his hat. Other things that may come up with on January, and the fact that there's 300 feds all over Fulton makes me, or Georgia makes me suspect the following. You know, on January 1st, 2021, if you go back, I was actually down in Georgia. And there was this crazy story. I was working at arm's length with a fellow, a bounty hunter, private eye, who had his own army of people surveilling them, including he had the Fulton warehouse where they run the election out of this under surveillance. And it was very loosey-goosey. And there was a gal he had on his private eye staff, blue hair, nose rings, looks like an Antifa chick. She goes walking in. She just sauntered in. Nobody stopped her. And she picked up different stacks of ballots. And she picked up three different ballots from three different stacks, got them out. We drove them down. I think it was Florida, North Florida. There were some retired FBI examiners whose whole specialty was in paper forensics. And they examined. Now, these were all supposed to be printed at the same print shop. But it turns out I spent a day with them. It's fascinating stuff. They showed me they had their own laboratory in the guy's attic. And this guy like wrote the training books for the FBI and was an FBI guy for decades. And they shine lights on the paper and they see how it refracts, it reflects. And they look microscopically at the paper and they determined, and they wrote an affidavit, and I think I put it up online, two of the pieces of paper came from one print shop. And one of the pieces of paper came from somewhere else entirely. And then, we think that was fake. And then the Dominion executive called in a shredding company to come in and shred this stuff. And we have the five, you probably have heard that phone call. We have a tape of it. The company taped it. The shredding company sent a truck out and loaded. It was when they realized that they might have to have turn all this stuff over. And they sent a got a shredding company to come out and put in like 3,000 pounds of paper. This bounty hunter and his team got some cops to stop the truck as it was shredding. And they backed the truck up and dumped it in a bay of a garage and went through it. Most of it had been shredded, and incidentally, not just the normal shredding, like you shred, a military grade shred where you make it all into confetti. But unshredded was a bill from a Chinese print shop, was sticking to the side of the thing. It had not been shredded. And the DHS, the DH officers were teeth, toes, and fingernails on this. An FBI guy showed up and said, I'm taking over. And he took over, demanded it all be packed up back into the truck, and told them to finish the shred job and then burn it. That was an FBI officer. So there's dozens of things like this. We've never had anyone helping us to track us all down. All of this has been fed to the feds, and now there's 300 feds
in Georgia.
The last couple of weeks in Georgia. So I think they
incredible. Got Patrick, if you can, watch the address with us. Pop back in at the end. I'm going to go to a little promos for the Alex Jones Network. And the minute Trump comes out, we're going to go right to him. I think he probably will go live on time in 2.5 minutes. Stay with us. Share the live feeds. They're censoring this at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. The URL's right up there. This is so important. They don't want this seen. Take cuts of this. We're going to post it at Real Alex Jones on X. Share this now. They don't want you to see what's about to happen. They're scared of this. That's television. It's going to be bombshell. Great job, Patrick Byrne, at Patrick Byrne, BYRNE on X, enemywithin.docuseries.com. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back with Trump's live address. They called me crazy. They called me paranoid. But now they know I was right. Tonight, more conspiracies that turned out to be true on this episode of
Reality Starts Here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are.
But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me.
I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
All right, perfect timing. Trump is taking the podium right now.
Discover trends
at 8:02 Central.
Developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's go right to Trump. He just took the podium. Perfect timing. Here it is.
Good evening. Before we begin, I'm proud to report that our country is safer, stronger, and far wealthier than it has ever been before. We are doing great. Less than 2 years ago, we inherited an economic and social disaster after the worst inflation in 48 years, the wide open borders with millions and millions of people pouring in from all over the world, including criminals of all types, and 11,888 murderers, many of whom killed more than one person. We had transgender for everybody, men and women sports, crime ravaging our cities, and the whole world was laughing at us.
Trump knows he's in trouble in the midterms.
Not anymore.
Which we don't want.
2 years ago,
we tried to get him not to do it.
He was dead.
We're 138 days into the Iran war, killing the economy.
Country anywhere in the world.
Other than the war.
America is respected like we have
never
been.
And the U.S. just shot down the Israel taking over the military in India.
We have more money being invested in the United States than at any time in the history of our country. More Americans are working today than ever before. This week, it was announced that inflation saw the largest monthly decline in more than 6 years. Just happened. It was just given out. The media reported it, and we accept it. The best in 6 years. The tax cuts in our great, big, beautiful bill are saving hardworking families thousands and thousands of dollars. Like with the provisions, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security for our great seniors, along with the interest deduction on a loan used to purchase a car, but only if that car is made in America, and a 100% expensing for our job-creating businesses. Our stock markets are at their highest point in many years, but we can actually say of all time. And your 401ks, pensions, and retirement accounts are setting records every single day, the highest in history. For years, we paid the highest price for prescription drugs anywhere in the world. Now we pay the lowest price under my most favored nation's policy because I was able to get the rest of the world and the pharmaceutical companies to act responsibly. Drug prices are coming down by 70, 80, and 90%. TrumpRx.gov, this will ultimately reduce the cost of health care. You have to go to TrumpRx.gov and take advantage of it. But the cost of health care is coming way down because of what we've done with prescription drugs. And with Trump accounts, every child in America now has access to a tax-free investment account to save for their future. Billions and billions of dollars are being invested, put in by companies and individuals to take care of our children so that at age 18, they will have potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in their account, and they'll get off to a great start in life. So for that, go to TrumpAccounts.gov. and sign up your child or any child who'd like to sign up. Our previously wide open borders have been transformed into the most secure borders in the history of our country, with zero illegal aliens being admitted to the United States in the past 14 months. That is zero. Nobody thought it was possible. We had the worst border in the history of our country, and now we have the best. Crime is plummeting nationwide with the murder rate at its lowest level since 1900, or more than 125 years ago. We're making a record investment in our armed forces, and we have the strongest and most powerful military by far anywhere in the world. I built it during my first term, and unfortunately, we're forced to use it now. We won in Venezuela, which is now working with us to produce millions and millions of barrels of oil. We are likewise winning big in Iran, and you will see the fruits of that labor very, very shortly. America is back and doing really well, but we still have a major challenge that must be urgently addressed, because no country can be great without fair and honest elections. You have to trust your country, because if there can be no trust, there can be no greatness. And that's very simple. No trust, no greatness. For many years, I've called for bold, swift, and decisive action to protect the integrity of America's elections. Every American deserves to know that when they cast their vote, that vote will be counted accurately in a system, and that is to make that system secure, one where cheating and interference are not just difficult, but virtually impossible. Unfortunately, the system we have today falls catastrophically short of that standard. Tonight, I'm announcing the immediate declassification and release of critical intelligence, revealing shocking vulnerabilities in our election infrastructure. This evidence shows that the election system we have dangerously exposes, and really exposes, like levels never thought possible, to hacking, exploitation, and foreign interference. Just as disturbingly, this vital information has for many years been covered up and hidden from you, the American people, our beautiful, our great American people. But that all changes right now. The documents we will release starting tonight have been gathered by the White House Government Transparency Task Force.
That's exactly what I was told in November by sources.
The staff of the President's Intelligence Advisory Board.
Yep, Tulsi Gabbard.
Supported by our top intelligence agency chiefs, who have all personally reviewed the findings.
All right, it's confirmed. He's about to release the findings from November, proving China stole previous elections. This is total bombshell. Get the headlines out now.
For yourself at whitehouse.gov. That's whitehouse.gov.
All right, headline. Trump releases documents from the Office of National Intelligence proving China has attempted to steal U.S. elections.
Weaken confidence in election, but to earn that confidence by confronting vulnerabilities and correcting them very, very quickly. And that's what we're doing. The documents cover five major areas of concern. First, they show that over a period of years, starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data.
Boom, we predicted
it. In history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files. That information includes names, addresses, phone numbers, political party preferences, and other sensitive data that would be needed to register to vote and engage in other nefarious activities, which is exactly what was happening. This data loss presents an unprecedented election security nightmare. The intelligence even shows that China has signed a data exploitation unit specifically to this new project. Compounding the travesty, the second set of documents we are releasing reveals that members of the deep state, very, very famous group of people, in many cases, in our intelligence agency work to actively suppress and downplay information about the extent of China's sinister election meddling, covering it up from both the president and the American people like nobody thought was possible. U.S. spy agencies began learning about the compromise of voter registration files in 2020 when they discovered that tens of millions of voter data, think of that, tens of millions of voters' data in 18 states have been bought, stolen, or hacked by China. Yet those responsible for sounding the alarm instead kept the information secret and hidden. They did not disclose to me as president or to anyone else, and to the best of
our knowledge. As Patrick Byrne predicted about 30 minutes ago, Trump so far is going with just the voter roll stuff, which is bad enough. But we have the tablets confirmed with them controlling the votes. We have them making the machines that are sent to Venezuela. We'll see if he goes there, but at least this is a big deal still. But it's a B-plus on an A-plus. We'll keep watching.
It's even more disturbing in light of the additional information showing that China engaged in other election-related activities to undermine my first administration and our 2020 campaign. They did not want, and they just didn't want it. They fought like hell not to have it, Donald Trump, to win, and for good reason. As the documents we are releasing show, CIA reporting explicitly stated, and I quote, in mid-2018, the Chinese Communist Party's policy was to leverage all domestic and foreign elements that were opposed to the U.S. president in an effort to reduce the U.S. president's votes and make him resign or prevent his reelection. Isn't that nice? Also, in mid-2018, China was working...
The documents are not up yet that we can see. Let's put it back on screen.
...term elections and later the results of the 2020 presidential election itself. Separately, in mid-2019, the Chinese government's strategy against the United States was focused on undermining domestic confidence in the U.S. president. They wanted to just make you sound like your president wasn't so hot, when actually your president has done a great job, and they did everything possible to do exactly that. Going on, this document says, and this is by the CIA, the strategy included efforts to use Chinese contacts with big U.S. companies to influence U.S. business leaders to turn against the president of the United States of America. The Chinese government sought to identify U.S. journalists who had reported negatively on the U.S. president and pay them large sums of money to write more negative articles about him, as many as they could, and they didn't care what they said. The Chinese government wanted U.S. president to lose the next election, and the reason they wanted me to lose is because they knew I was wise to them, charged them billions and billions of dollars worth of tariffs, and built the strongest military anywhere in the world. We have the strongest military anywhere in the world. These are exact quotes from the CIA reporting. The name of the person doing the quote is now under review, but it gets even worse. Raw intelligence obtained by the FBI in 2020, yet buried by rogue bureaucrats, stated that China's activities even included an attempt to manufacture illegal ballots for Joe Biden. Documents show that during this period, dozens of significant CIA and NSA reports about China's election targeting were kept out of the presidential briefing.
Example on InfoWars, one of his most famous statements was saying that tap water is turning the frogs gay and it'll turn you gay too. First off, gay people are awesome. I don't think that's a problem at all. And secondly, if you notice at the end of that video, he advertises water filters.
Now, you remember for decades I exposed how bad the water supply was, and they'd have David Hogg make fun of me and say it was a scam, and so what if the frogs are gay from the chemicals or trans or become hermaphroditic? Well, that's because their populations collapse and they go extinct, dummy.
He advertises water filters. Interesting.
It's the same thing with humans. Our fertility is being crushed. Our cancer rates are off the charts. And it's because of all the garbage in the food, all the garbage in the water, everything that's happening in our environment. And water is what 70% or more of our bodies are made of. It is so important to do this. It is a no-brainer. Go look at our third-party studies. Go look at our third-party testing. And then go out and try to find a comparable system for less money. Listen to this. Normal retail is $139. But for everybody, it's $97.99. That's 30% off. And for VIP, $69.99. That is a steal at that deal. So take your destiny in your hands. Don't let the globalists bomb you with these hundreds and hundreds, in some areas, thousands of chemicals. Don't let them bomb your children with it. Take action. Fund our information warfare operation against the globalists. Get healthier. Win-win. That is what it's all about. But you've got to take action you've got to take control of your life. I am so proud of this bad boy. The AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead System. That's the housing. Just screws on in seconds. No plumbers. Beautiful box. Absolute high quality and a happy little straight frog that you look up at every morning, reminding you that you're not poisoning yourself, your wife, your husband, your children. Secure yours now while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com.